broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome in to local music on the radio. Here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, this is our weekly get-together called Grassroots. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. How you doing, Utah?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, same to you. Hopefully things have slowed down for you.
They officially have, as of this weekend. Yes, so.
But hopefully it ended with much success.
Well, I hope so, too, as we're recording this ahead of that fact. So, but yes, I can come up for air now, and I can have a little sip of green beer here tonight. How about that?
There you go.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish folks out there. I know my wife was making the attempt this afternoon to, well, she bought some brisket and was going to try to get crazy with, I don't know, whatever you do. Irish stuff on Sunday, because I'm not Irish, but
we like everybody to was on St. Patrick's
well, I think they welcome everybody in, yeah, so we're hopping on the board, and we're going to hop on board here tonight and play a little local music for you, talk about the scene, talk about stuff going on, and we're going to talk with Barry Cummings of Cummings Candy and Coffee. Of course, they have two locations, two awesome locations, a historical location in downtown Butler on Main Street, and a newer location out Route 68, Evans City Road, west of Butler, where they include an opportunity for you to see some of the vibe of the local music scene every Friday night, some special guests, and then an open mic night opportunity on Saturday. And I think there's pretty much an open mic there at any time if you'd want to just pop in.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So we'll visit with Barry. He's part of the band Repo Man, who also played last night. And speaking of last night, I know you were out at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's, and it was a little brutality for St. Paddy's Day weekend.
Yep. I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but the tradition continues. So big shout out to The Remedy for coming down and throwing down at the barn. So appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. This segment is brought to you by a local organization, local company, called the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And you have heard music from that very studio right here on the air. In fact, last week you heard a song from Anger the Ant that was recorded by Jim Harpell and mixed down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And they could do the same for you if you have a band who you would like to have heard on this very radio station in the Grassroots Show. Get on down, give a call to Jim Harpell in the Meat Locker Recording Studio. They can take care of you start to finish and have that product in our hands, because Jim will personally deliver to the Grassroots Show from the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So local business. We love to help support them, and they support the local music show. It just goes full circle.
Yep, and you'll probably hear some more about that in tonight's show, I think.
I think you will, yeah. So, and as I mentioned, too, Barry Cummings visited us. Yeah, Barry's business is part of Band Jam this year, so we're excited. And this past weekend, I was out of town on Friday, but Utah had the honor for the second week in a row to make a special announcement. It was called the Big Band Jam Reveal for July.
Yep, and we announced Sophie Lockhart, who we had on the air here not too long ago, and she also hosts a open mic out at Recon now. She's doing that, and I had the honor of covering for her this past Thursday. So I covered for her, I covered for you. I don't know, Barry, you need me to cover for you? Let me know. I'm the cover man.
Repo Man and Cover Man, yeah, tonight, the topic of the Grassroots Show. Oh, that's cool. And boy, I was so blown away when we had Sophie on. Because I personally was not familiar with her music. She's new to the town. She just moved here in the last year, and what a remarkable voice and a songwriting talent that is second to none, I must say.
Yeah, and as you'll hear tonight about open mics, that's just how I met her as well. Mm-hmm. I was out at an open mic, and you know, just everybody's like, you got to check this girl out. Got to listen to this girl. And sure enough, amazing.
So, within a year, she didn't even live here, yeah. Last year at Band Jam time, or maybe she was arriving around Band Jam time, and now she's playing the Band Jam this year. Of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 12th and 13th this year. That's a Friday night, all day Saturday, and the week before, we announced Doppler Effect is making a return, so we've had some bands that have been away for a few years and are returning back, and some new acts like Sophie. That list just continues to grow.
Yep, and we want to thank our main title sponsor, Woodman Life, for climbing aboard this year and helping make this happen.
Absolutely, and all of the sponsors who have hopped on board and are continuing the growth and development of this event, which is now starting its seventh year. And it's been a long process to get it off the ground and to get it to build up where people are excited to show up for it. And now we have sponsors showing up, and that's just going to help us enhance the cause as well, like Woodman Life and Aqua Solutions. And the local McDonald's restaurants are back again for another year as our stage sponsor. As I mentioned, Cummings and Ram Automotive, Bowman Auto Repair, Mark Regis State Farm down in the Mars area. Of course, Lamatt Productions are back, Shady Lady and Cooper's Lake all joining together with the Rock Station as we present this event in July.
You know, and how you were just saying, it's taken us a while to get to this point. It's been a grind for sure, and can't thank the bands who have helped us keep this thing going and have helped us make it as big as it's become. I really appreciate that. So.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be if that didn't happen. And we need those bands to continue to help, and we need you, the listeners, to get excited about this local music scene. You know, we sit here and brag about it an awful lot, and until you go out and catch an open mic or a local band that's performed, or if you've never done it, there's a great opportunity for you to see about 20-21 of these acts all in one weekend at a beautiful setting like Cooper's Lake Campground, which is a hidden gem in its own right. You'd have no better reason to come out and just experience it. And I think when you do, you're going to be pulling yourself back out again, because we've heard that over and over. So check it out. TheBandJam.com is the website. You can order your tickets right online. There's even a link there to go to Cooper's Lake Campground and reserve a spot if you choose to camp out there or stay in your car or whatever you want to do. Or you can just come and go for the weekend. $20 for the entire weekend for adults, 17 and under. Get in free. We're going to get into some local music here tonight, and, I guess maybe we could tie both of these a little bit loosely into St. Patrick's Day. We're going to debut a song from a musician from the Butler County area named Corey Gifford, and this is an amazing little song that Corey sent over to us called "Mom, I Don't Need Hot Cocoa." So we'll do that.
Well, I don't need any hot cocoa either. I'm going to go for my beverage of choice. So we'll follow that up with some Bastard Bearded Irishman and some drink 'em.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Grassroots Show here in Bobbin, Utah, on The Rock Station 97.7.
It started out with the light breeze. We'll be right back.
Oh, gross.
If I had a penny to spare, mate, I'd go down to strip club, mate, I get a beer, and that's all she wrote.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 for your St. Patty's Day. And, well, if they were open, I would say go have a green beer at the Rainbow Inn. But maybe they'll have some leftovers when they open tomorrow. They're open Monday through Saturday at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Can you imagine a green man can special?
Well, you know, they were serving something green on Friday night, and that was Shady Lady Shots. So,
you should
have been there Friday night, because I was there Friday night.
No doubt in my mind.
Getting the green on there.
Yeah. Well, we thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship. They've been with us from day number one, and here we are 7 years later talking local music, and we're very excited to have a gentleman who is part of the local music scene, is part of a hometown business, and we love talking about that because that's what we're all about, hometown local stuff. And it just happens to surround music. And this guy does a little bit of everything, including even a sponsorship of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We are excited to have Mr. Barry Cummings join us here tonight. Barry, how you doing?
Hey, thanks, Bob. I'm doing good, man. Thanks.
Yeah, of course, anybody that knows the Cummings name in the Butler area probably associates that with candy. For me, yeah, candy and music and coffee. Good tasting stuff, and I know Barry's been a part of the music scene for a lot of years, but let's talk a little bit about the business, because, boy, Cummings Candy, that's a name that's been in this community forever.
Yeah, since 1905, my great uncle came over from Sparta in Greece and started the business in 1905 on Main Street, and then I think we moved in 1914 to our present location.
Wow.
And remodeled in 1924, and it's the way it looks today from back then, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And to have a Main Street hub, you know, and that's what I think your place has become for a lot of people, even if they don't live here anymore. I think that's one of the stops, one of the primary stops that people want to connect with.
Yeah, yeah, it is neat. And we get a lot of orders at Christmas time and Easter time, which is coming right up, for chocolate that we send to Kansas, a big order to Kansas, to California. Florida's a little iffy because of the weather, and we hate to ship chocolate below the Mason-Dixon line because you never know. But, yeah, so we get a lot of people to call in, and we'll order things from that they've had in their past.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the fact that you guys are still making this stuff, I mean, you know, it's original, it's authentic, I guess that's what really.
Well, I think every Thursday or Wednesday we advertise on the station here for whatever chocolate special we're doing for Friday. So Friday mornings I'm doing something different every week. Last week was dark chocolate blueberry clusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course strawberries. We've done raspberries. We took a Nilla wafer, put a little peanut butter on it, and then put a banana slice on top of that, and then enrobed the whole thing in milk chocolate.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Jay Klein brought that up to me the one morning, Thursday, to introduce it. And
right.
I about fell off my chair when he said dark chocolate and blueberries.
Right. You know. Hey, it's good for you, too. Antioxidants.
That's my point, see?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are creating wholesome, healthy stuff down there. And, of course, then you branched out here a few years ago. How long has it been now that you created Cummings West?
It's coming up on 3 years.
3 years now?
Yeah, it's been 3 years we've been out there. And you guys helped us open up the and a couple of times I think he came out for a music thing.
Yeah, did the morning show out there.
Yeah, right.
And of course,
that was fun.
Love the fact, you know, and my wife, when we're out that way, she loves to pop in and get a coffee or whatever treat of the day.
Yeah.
But pop in and you guys house music Fridays and Saturdays.
We do. We're open later on both Friday. We're open 7 days a week, but on Friday nights and Saturday nights, we're open until 9 p.m. So on Fridays, we have booked entertainment. And we have a local baker that does, Laura Pellegrino does desserts for us. So it's an early night. It's 7 to 8:30. So you can kind of have that to begin your night out. Some live music and piece of pie after dinner. And then on Saturday nights, it's a open mic night. So it's music most of the time. But we've had guys get up there and tell stories and read poetry. We've had a speaker series out there where we had state troopers through the decades just come up and tell about their jobs in the 60s and the 70s and what it was like then, and contrast it with what it's like now to be a trooper. Bill May's done some talks on Saturday night. So it's predominantly music, but we mix in some local stuff and some, you know, community building kind of things too.
Such a neat idea. You build a stage right in the corner. Mm-hmm. There's a guitar on the wall. So, I mean, you don't even have to carry in your equipment if you don't want it, you know?
Yeah, that's a definite plus to having the music come up. A selling point is, hey, the PA's already there. There's guitars and instruments and mic stands. So you just kind of roll in and do your thing.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll find a wide variety of styles, which has been cool.
Yeah, yeah. We had this these two couples come up, and one guy grabbed a guitar, and the other three started singing, and it was like the Mamas and the Papas or something. Was like, and they sounded fabulous. It's just a random Tuesday afternoon that they just start singing. I'm like, how about this? I mean, it was so cool. Yeah,
And obviously that was the dream, right?
Yeah,
you decided to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted it to be inviting for local musicians or, you know, people that were a little nervous about showing their wares and getting up, and all the tools were there, and Yeah, you can do it anytime.
That's phenomenal.
Monday morning, come up and jam.
We've even had Utah out there singing early in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think I got a date coming up. August 26th. I'll be doing the Friday night out there.
Yeah, so that's right.
That time. Just happens to be my birthday. Thanks for performing on my birthday. I'm going to have to show up now.
I happen to know differently, but.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. That's good. So, check it out. Cummings Candy and Coffee, downtown Butler, Main Street. And check out the Friday special of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can tune in here to see what it's going to be on, I think it's Thursday morning or Wednesday morning.
Thursday morning, The Rock Show.
Yeah. Yeah. Vicky texts me and I text her what we're doing and then
away you go.
Yeah.
Now, does she text you at like midnight?
Sounds like she does with you.
Yeah, I don't think she sleeps. Well, it's great to have you here tonight on our Grassroots Show. And, of course, you've been connected to the music scene for a lot of years, and we're going to be talking about the fact that you have something new that you just debuted actually last night. But how long have you been making music? Going back to what, high school days maybe?
I think I was 13 when my mom bought me a Stratocaster from the Bandstand, which was by where the old fire station was. I don't know if you remember that music store. John Grunder ran it back in the day.
No.
And then I took music lessons at Mays, growing up. So, I've been playing since I've been 13, 12, something like that.
So she bought you a Strat right out of the gate.
She did, yeah. It was an imitation Strat. It looked like a Strat. But
still.
It, yeah, no doubt.
You still look cool.
My brother's got to play trumpets. So I'm like, oh, sorry, fellas. I get to step on distortion pedals. So.
Oh, that's great. And you know, I mean, Mays Music has been an institution. I mean, when I think of Butler and I think of music, the things that pop out to me as far as institutions, I mean, is the Trader, you know, music location and Mays. I mean, those are names that just are history.
Yeah.
As part. And it's great to see Mays still around and people still going down. My son took some lessons down there.
Yeah, no doubt. And he, you know, he adjusts my basses and puts strings on and, you know, does the neck. So to get serviced, it's nice to have something that's right downtown that you can do that.
Yeah. So were you a fan of music leading up to the guitar? I mean, what was the prompting for Mom to say, well, maybe we've got to get a good guitar in his hand?
You know, I think I love music, but, you know, girls love music and musicians. So that's part of the equation, let's be honest, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, just to rock out and have a good time. And then I remember, you know, hooking up in my dad's attic with some guy that played the drums, brought his drum kit up. And, you know, we didn't know any bass players back then. No one played bass. We do now, but back then it wasn't so cool. And you know, just been jamming with people through the years, and it's a great way to get to know people and just have a blast, you know.
So Peter Tork never made the bass cool. I mean,
no, it was cool. It just wasn't cool to a 13-year-old.
That's awesome. Barry Cummings joining us here tonight. We're going to talk about a new project that you put together coming up here called Repo Man. But let's play a little music here too as we chat. We're going to play a local band called the Red Lines.
Brian and the boys from the Red Lines. And we've played with them before, and actually he and his son have played at Cummings West.
Yeah.
And they played, I think, a couple of times up there. We have a door to the back room. Every act will sign the door.
Okay.
So the door's totally filled up with signatures, and Brian signed real big, so it's always in my face when I'm up with him. I'm like, oh, yeah, Brian's right there.
That sounds like Brian.
That's cool. Well, I think, am I right or wrong in saying that the one time Brian and his son played out there, that was the first performance in public for his son, right?
I think it was, yeah.
I remember him saying that on the show, I thought. Sticks in my mind, it could be wrong. But
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hey, we got to go then. Play some Red Lines.
All right, cool.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight with Barry Cummings on The Rock Station 97.7.
idea of how they can go. You gotta go, don't you look back.
Knock, knock, knocking the war.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. In this particular segment, being brought to you by our friends at Broz's Superette. If you would like to, you know, we're getting to that time of year, you're going to start thinking about grilling out. I mean, the Pirates are starting here.
You know it.
You know? We're well beyond halfway of spring training. We're thinking about opening day. And you might want to grill out. You've got Butler's Best Hot Sausage. They've got various cuts of steaks that would taste great on the grill, and sides and salads and a whole lot more if you're having a get-together. And for any Pirate opening day, if you're not going to the game like me and you're going to sit and watch it on TV and look for Utah sitting in the crowd, they've got the full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese, and a whole lot more. They do it all right in-house. Broz's Superette, high on the hill, right on the price, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. So we are here with Barry Cummings tonight on the Grassroots Show. Barry, now part of the band Repo Man, and they just played last night, but we just heard a cut from somebody you know well, and that's Amanda Noah and James Graff. Noah Graff did a new CD here that we just had them on about a month ago. Fantastic stuff. Yeah. And I know you're familiar with Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda's played at Cummings West, I think, two, maybe three times, and always brings a great crowd, and she's just so darn good. You know, she's dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to term it, you know, because her voice is magical. She's just a wonderful human being.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
And that was a song called Domino that's from their latest effort, the Noah Graff connection. And, boy, I think they found something special. And we heard a fun story of how they connected up. She just was a guest at a wedding that James was at, and I think the bride said, "You need to let her sing." And he's like, "What?" So he did, and boom, it ended up in a collaboration.
Yeah, now there's a CD out.
Yeah.
Damn, pretty good CD.
Yeah, it is. Neat how music does that.
And, it does. It
obviously does. With Cummings West, that was your passion to expose people to that angle.
Yeah, especially on the open mic on Saturday night where we write down an order of performers and they get up. And then, you know, by the end of the night, you get two or three people like sitting together and playing a song that didn't even know each other before the night started. So you get collaborations that, you know, bleed into maybe a project just like it did with Amanda right there. So that's really cool. That's really cool.
So Repo Man played last night, made their Butler debut down at the Lindora Hotel for this St. Patty's Day weekend. And that was a kind of a collaboration, I guess, of the past coming full circle for you.
Yeah, no doubt. So the drummer, Patrick Nightingale, who I was in a band with PTD back in high school, which inspired some parent-teacher conferences with the with the principals, and yeah. So, but now he's an attorney in Pittsburgh, and my friend Sean Hickman is our lead guy playing guitar and doing the vocals. And so Pat and I were back, you know, played in a band back then, and floated the idea. Sean floated it to me. I said I might know a drummer, and he jumped on board right away. And we've been jamming since November. And doing classic punk rock covers that, you know, like Motorhead and the Sex Pistols, the Violent Femmes. And then we're doing some stuff that isn't punk and making it punk.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know if Johnny Cash would totally approve of the way we're doing Ring of Fire and Folsom Prison married together, but I think he would. I think he would. I think he'd dig it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a lot of fun. And, man, it's just so high energy. I mean, it's hard not to be jumping around and mosh pits and slam dancing. You know.
But old school style.
Old school, yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just bowled in a tournament this last Sunday, and our team name was Motorhead.
So nice.
There you go. Was looking for something unique, and I thought, there we go.
Motorhead.
Lemmy was unique. So that's cool. So influenced by some of the old punk bands of yesteryear?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, these are bands that you never heard on the radio, and frankly, you still really never do. I mean, Motorhead actually is advertising for Lincoln Continental. Did you see the
how about that?
The Ace of Spades is playing, and they're advertising a luxury car. So it's come a long way. But like the Sex Pistols and the Violent Femmes, the Clash, and a lot of, you know, the bands from the 80s really spoke to a lot of the angst that, you know, a teenager feels, and you know, school, and just Yeah, but so we're bringing a lot of those songs back, and it's just I never thought that I'd be playing the Dead Kennedys. You know, now we're playing them. It's just, it gives me the chills to be playing these songs 30 years later. That it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And to connect back with your youth. I mean, that's special. I mean, that's why we love to hear classic songs, obviously.
Right, yeah.
You know, because it makes that connection, takes you back into that time. And to actually now be turning around many years later and playing it again.
Yeah.
Unique.
It's a rush.
Yeah.
It's a rush. It's a lot of fun. And the guys in the band are, you know, we get along. Now that we're older, we can communicate so much better. And just, you know, you don't noodle over someone talking. And, you know, you get stuff done. You have super productive practices. And, but it is fun still jumping around as long as you don't pull a muscle or break a hip.
Do have to worry about those things as we get older.
Yeah, be careful.
Right?
That's right.
We think young.
Yeah, right. Stage dive.
Yeah. I don't know if I could slam dance anymore. Remember the old Mancini's getting tore up one time? Went right back in, though. You know, that's what you did.
Yeah.
So where did the name come from?
We went back and forth on names for like 3 months before we settled on Repo Man, and we thought it was kind of appropriate that we're repossessing a lot of these old songs that never got a whole lot of airplay to begin with, so we're kind of repossessing them, making them our own, and so that's where the name came from, and we all agreed upon it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the intent for the future with the band? I mean, you just guys taking this week to week, or do you have a little bit of a game plan?
Well, we're all family guys, so it's hard to really break loose more than once, maybe twice a month to play out. But our goal is just to have fun. You know, it's just to have a good time. You know, if we make gas money, you know, fantastic. We just want to have that release of, you know, going out and having fun. And, you know, I think that lends itself to being authentic, because we totally want to be there and we totally want to, you know, put on the best show that we possibly can and have a great time doing it. And you know how that is. It's contagious. You know, they see a band having fun on stage, you automatically, eyeballs are there and you want to have fun too. So as long as it stays true, real, and authentic, you know, there's no end in sight. I want to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, and we've seen, I mean, I think our band jam is a great sample of that, where people, if you're having a good time and, you know, you can melodically put a few chords together and make them understand it a little bit, they get into it. And it doesn't matter what the genre. I mean, you know, we've had some, well, we had really hard rock debut last year. Crowd went nuts over it because they were good.
Right.
And so it probably wouldn't be a CD that a large majority may grab and put on their home stereo, but yet they were really in tune to it and they responded to it. And I think, you know, people love that opportunity to hear somebody having fun.
Yep.
So that's good to hear. And especially, you know, I mean, there's a lot of fun punk tunes out there, too.
There is.
You could have a lot of fun with.
Yeah, and none of them are too long. I mean, if you get a two-minute punk song, that's like, you know, that's like Stairway to Heaven for punk. You know, it's,
yeah, that's very true.
I do want to give a shout-out to Order 66, who asked us to play with them at the Lindora Hotel last night. So thanks to those guys and Utah for being a huge help in getting us up and going, too. You get a date in the future that you know you're playing, especially with us, then you have a reason to get together, and like, we need an hour, we need 2 hours, so you really, the work ethic jumps up.
Yeah.
So thanks to those guys for having us.
Well, and I would think too that, you know, you've been in the music scene before, you've worked at, you guys probably well versed on how you need to, you know, get what goal you have and how to get there.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. There's a roadmap, and, you know, like one of the songs coming up, you know, I kind of learned how to be in a band from Tom Panay and Mind's Eye, or what we were called the Weasels back then before Mind's Eye, but, you know, cutting my teeth with those guys through the years, and, you know, all kinds of local musicians that you learn from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you end up, even if someone's not as good as you, if you play with them and then they play up to you and then you collaborate and you just improve. So, and it's a great way to make new friends.
Yeah, yeah, very true. So would you compare the local music scene, or can you compare the scene from, if you take yourself back 20 plus years, when you were growing up as a high school student evolving into young adulthood, how does this scene stack up today compared to then, or can you even compare it?
I think so. I think there's a lot more acts out there now, a lot more local talent where people can go see the band that they heard on your show, which is, you know, fantastic. Back in the day, I think it was, you know, there was a handful of bands and a handful of bars that hosted bands, and Today there's more of both. So there's more stages to perform on. I think the crowds are appreciative of seeing local talent, and you know, you probably know the guy, or you know his daughter. So the local connection's really where it's at.
Yeah. You know?
Just all the way around. I'm not to get off subject, but like my wife is on school board and she wants to affect policy and politics in a local fashion. You can do that in a town like our size, where you know, to state, you know, you in national, but local, you can really mm-hmm. make a difference. Mm-hmm. And you know, you see it on music stages, you see it on school board meetings, and you know, you see it knowing you guys. So it's an awesome thing.
Yeah, and I think people forget about that sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, they look at that big picture, and we argue about the, you know, right and the left, and that just becomes such a focal point. And I think we see it in local elections because obviously we cover them here.
Right.
You know, people don't turn out or they don't get involved. And that's where the grassroots, you know, I mean, that's why our show is named Grassroots.
Exactly.
This is where it all starts.
Exactly. Yeah. You know?
That's awesome. That's awesome. So making a social change through music here is what we're trying to do. That's cool. Well, do you guys have a Facebook page or anything where people can kind of follow along and see what you guys are up to?
Yeah, we sure do. We have a Facebook page, Repo Man on Facebook. If you mm-hmm. just search for that, you'll find it. But I think there's a web page too, but I haven't been there yet. So you
that's
know,
not your wheelhouse.
Yeah, right. No, not at all. But yeah, you can find out about upcoming shows, and there's some videos and some fun pics of us goofing off on our Facebook page. So
cool.
Yeah, go to the page and like it.
And having seen you guys, you really do throw it down. So you
thanks,
are a must see band. If you're out there listening, make sure
appreciate
you go check
that.
Them out.
Thanks, man.
Cool. So if you missed the St. Party's Day special last night, why, stay tuned because there's more to come.
More to come, absolutely.
That's awesome. Barry, we appreciate the opportunity for you to take time out of your busy schedule because
sure.
you're
it's my
running
pleasure.
Two locations of a business and trying to run a life and trying to be a band member too. So, but we appreciate you being with us here tonight and sharing some fun and some stories and the great music. And we're going to play a song actually connected back to Tom Penney and Mind's Eye that you were connected to.
Yeah. Tom and I think co-wrote it. I think I wrote the whole darn thing. I think I wrote the music and the words, but those guys performed it, Mind's Eye, after I left the Weasels, which was their previous name, and they recorded it later on. But Tom and I played this song at Cheers Bar, at Natilly's Bar, at you know, all kinds of local venues together. And I think we wrote it on my back porch.
No kidding.
So, or performed it on my back porch, yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was good stuff, yeah.
Awesome. So it's the song Believe from Mind's Eye.
Yeah.
Do you remember where the inspiration came? What made you write this song?
I'll start with a B minor chord, and then I just flowed from there. Yeah, so I don't know what prompted me to write it. I'm not sure.
So that's probably where the name came from. It was the B chord?
Yeah,
it sounds good,
right?
Oh, that's great. And we'll wrap it up with another band that you've selected for tonight called the Hawkeyes that I think a lot of people will recognize.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So. Love the local stuff.
Yeah, and the local that is breaking nationally right now with their new song, Stones Throw Away, that you're hearing here. But we'll throw back to a Grassy nominee in Miracle Man. And hopefully we'll, you know, if you get anything recorded original by Repo Man, we'll look forward to playing it for you.
No doubt. Thanks.
So, Barry Cummings, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Get on and get a real treat, Main Street in Butler with Cummings, and head out west and hear some music. Or if you're a musician, get out there and perform, too. So it's Grassroots here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
Where shall I go? I see fair eyes. Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Friday, March 22nd, catch Washboard Tony from 7 to 10 at the Saxonburg Hotel. And then on Saturday, the 23rd, it's the Monday Blues Review at 565 Live. Friday, April 5th, Chip and the Charge Ups are having their album release party at the Smiling Moose. TJ LeSavage and friends present the annual Band Geeks for Autism Speaks, Saturday, April 6th, 5 to 11 p.m. at the Markle Volunteer Fire Department in Apollo. Tickets are $15 each, or two for $25 with your spaghetti dinner included. It's a BYOB event to come out and hear Heidi and the Hellcats, John Vento, and King Lou Hawk. Also special guest MC, comedian Sean Blackham. For tickets and information, call or text 724-681-7107. On Friday, April 19th, it'll be the fourth annual Country Sounds for Soldiers at the Lamp Theater in Irwin, featuring performances by Keith Gill Jr., Frank Vieira, Antolina D'Amico, Caitlin Rose, Stoney Richards, Rachel Lee, Marty Zundel, and Don Savage. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, check out Saturday, April 6th for the Ales for Athletes presented by Ryan's Run at the Vagabond Hall in Lindora. It's the first Rock Done Right tour stop for 2019, benefiting Butler County Special Olympics. Craft breweries will be on hand serving up the best brews. You can also get an all-you-can-eat dinner. There'll be raffles, auctions, 50-50, and live music by the Noble Hops Band and Darren and Craig, presented by Shady Lady. Get your tickets today online through ShowClix or at participating breweries. And also on Saturday, May 4th, it's the Butler County Recovery and Resource Block Party, another Rock Done Right tour stop. It hits Main Street in downtown Butler and a showcase of resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. There'll be food and craft vendors, Kids Zone, and of course, live music.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Our Grassroots Show continues here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We thank you for tuning in. We thank Barry Cummings for joining us here tonight. Some fun stories, a little bit of everything there. Some hometown business, some hometown music, connections from yesteryear and today. Barry's just such an awesome guy, and we appreciate him being a part of the show. Don't forget, our show does stream at 977rocks.com, so you have no excuse to miss the show because you can take us anywhere you go. You can stream it via the app, or you can pull it up on demand at 977rocks.com as well.
Yeah, I mean, you heard us talk about some recent guests during this episode. You can go hear them episodes if you missed it. Just go to 977rocks.com. We have our own page there. It's called the Grassroots page, and there are archives of shows, so you can go back and listen.
Something else that we'll be looking forward to, in addition to the Band Jam, and by the way, I should mention the website again is thebandjam.com. It's all one word, thebandjam.com. If you go there, you can see the lineup that we've revealed. Every Friday, we're announcing another band. It's Sophie Lockhart, now part of it as well. And if you go to the page, you can see the bands that we've revealed. You can find out information about it. There will be vendors there. There will be a lot of different things. Bash, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, are going to be there with some beverages for Saturday night, once again, under the tent. It also gives you a link over to Cooper's Lake Campground so that you can find out more about that wonderful facility. And if you would like to camp for the weekend, pitch a tent, stay in your car, pull in the fifth wheel, whatever you have, or if you have a friend, I would be inviting them now. Say, hey, if you bring that little trailer thing of yours out, we could stay and have a great time and listen to a lot of great local music, courtesy of the Band Jam. But something else that we have connected to all this local music thing is called the Rock Down Right Tour. And we've got the first two stops of the year coming up here right around the corner. In fact, we're less than a month away from number one.
Yeah, April 6th, it's coming right up. Ales for Athletes is part of the Ryan's Run group, raising money for Butler County Special Olympics. That'll be at the Vagabonds Hall, and it's a limited seating event, so I recommend you get your tickets ASAP, because if they sell out, you're not getting in. But what a wonderful cause. They raise a lot of money. The money all stays local here in Butler County. That's one of the cool things about everything the Rock Down Right Tour does. So, you know, come $40, it's going to get you unlimited samples of craft brews, local breweries, all you can eat, food. There'll be raffles, auctions, 50-50, and live music. So, can't go wrong.
Sounds like a wonderful night, and it's benefiting a wonderful organization in Butler County Special Olympics. So, and Vagabond Center's a nice place, too. It's nice and roomy. And kind of the bands are in the center of all of the attention. And, of course, the Noble Hops will be there. I mean, it's just a great way to come out and tie it all in.
Yeah, we might be giving away some Almond Joy bars, too, or something. So.
Oh, cool. Taking a page out of my book, are you?
We'll see.
And, of course, another Rock Down Right tour stop is coming up just about a month after that as we head downtown Butler. In fact, as we just talked about, you know, with Barry Cummings, Main Street, downtown Butler.
Yeah, this is neat. This is a group of volunteers that got together, and what they want to do is highlight the resources that are available in Butler County. So it's the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party. So nonprofits, we encourage you to reach out and contact us, get a booth down there so people can see what you're, you know, offering as far as assistance goes for Butler County people in need. And there'll be live music there. We got Lamatt Productions coming out to help us with the sound there. We'll be announcing the lineup very soon. And it's just going to be a fun day. It's from noon to 8, and just come on down and check it out.
That's awesome. A block party get-together, and that's Saturday, May 4th. Of course, Ales for Athletes, Saturday, April 6th. The Rock Down Right Tour stops so far this year, and of course, with the Band Jam on that stop as well, we hope you'll participate and support these local causes, local events, and by doing so, you're supporting local musicians, which we highly and heavily encourage. So, thanks for joining us here on a St. Patty's Day, and we've got a few tunes yet to go here tonight. In fact, we had a knock on the door the other day, and people were finding out about this Band Jam in Western Pennsylvania, and they're saying, hey, what's this all about? We'd like to be a part of it. And a gentleman stopped by and says, hey, my son happens to play in a band that is from the Newcastle area, and they've been playing for a few years together, and he says, I hope you'd give this a listen, and maybe think about having them on the lineup. And we're going to give them a spin tonight because one of the prerequisites that we do have for participation in the Band Jam itself is it's featuring bands that are able to create some live local original music and have been played on this very show. And so, here's an opportunity to play the band Rover. I guess they're the house band, if you will, over at a place called Night Tracks, which is over in, I guess, the Edinburg area. That's just the other side of Newcastle. So if you are ever looking for a night out, keep an eye out. Maybe you can pop over and see this young band named Rover. And we'll play their song called Mob Filter that they have done. And I guess when they play, too, they do a lot of great classic rock covers. And I like the vibe I'm hearing with these guys. They have something special going on, and it sounds like there's some pretty fluid musicians in it. So the band Rover and their song Mob Filter coming up.
All right. And I say we follow that up with some Losing September. And their song, Jaybird. I wish I had more information on the band, but I don't. I can't find it. I'm having a hard time locating it, but we'll play the song anyway.
All right.
All right.
We'll give it a listen, and we can chat later.
We'll go about that.
And we'll go back to our green beer tonight. And thank you for listening, and we'll do it again next week right here on 97.7 FM. It's the Grassroots Show.
Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
There's no sign of life. lyrics from a song.
Oh my god.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
You gotta fight for your right.
I love it when great minds come together.
The Rock Station 97.7. Station 97.7.